In early August, officials announced the 2020 census would end on September 30th, about a month earlier than expected. At that time, about 57% of Arkansans had completed the survey. According to the official U.S. Census website, Arkansas now has a self-response rate of about 60%. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Medea Reith, founding executive director of Arkansas United, to find out how her organization is reaching out to the state's immigrant population.
First and foremost, I do want to say that we're party to several lawsuits that are trying to still request an extended time period to complete this year's census, as well as the redistricting process. Again, we're gravely concerned about implications, not just for immigrants, the entire state of Arkansas and our country, by not getting this right and acknowledging the pandemic that we're in. But because we don't know if those lawsuits will be successful, both Arkansas United and Arkansas Counts has really doubled down to really make the most out of this last month for the census. We at Arkansas United, specifically with immigrants, are currently flooding the radio waves across Arkansas. One of the challenges that we confronted throughout this census process, which has actually been really revealing, is Spanish media is not coordinated in the state of Arkansas, and that state agencies, nonprofits, organizations don't have those outlets. And actually, many of the same language barriers that we confront in state agencies and other civic and policy work also applies when it comes to our Spanish media. And the individuals running our Spanish media are monolingual, only speak Spanish themselves, work within the community, have more informal communication with the community than formal structures. And so we really felt that that was an untapped resource that wasn't coordinated, specifically as related to radio and newspaper. And so have been trying to bring that to the table now, both for census and for COVID. And in addition to that, we are driving calls into Latinx families and communities. A lot going on. We have a voter registration, absentee ballot deadlines as well. And so we're trying to integrate all of these civic messages as we're talking to our community by phone, putting bilingual individuals in spaces to be able to talk through our community about these opportunities. And we're excited here to be supporting Census Saturdays across the state, which we're doing in coordination with several cities. And also there'll be a drive-through event here in a couple weeks where we'll be able to simultaneously help individuals both with absentee ballots, voter registration, but also it's a final push on this on the census.
So tell me more about these census Saturdays. If people are doing, what is it? And you mentioned kind of a drive-through. If somebody does a drive-through, can you literally take them through the census and just get it off checked and done?
Correct. Yeah. As much as COVID really was an impediment, and we did discourage a lot of face-to-face interaction. Our own staff made the appeal to us here at Arkansas United to get back to face-to-face as best as they could. And we felt that we had some good models to build off of, especially for those that had already done some of these food drops, right, with drive-by food distributions and really trying to, throughout this COVID crisis, find creative ways to try and stay safe, but still engage with the community. And so we do have our navigators absolutely geared up, but we have been able to now on a weekly basis, and now cities are doing this as well as other nonprofits, but to try and create spaces where individuals can, on tablets, fill out the census or with clipboards, complete any paperwork while other volunteers are filling up their trunks with food, backpacks, and other resources, trying to address the urgent needs, acknowledging that we all have to be real, that what's going to bring people out isn't the census, it's not voting, but it's about those basic survival needs that are important now. But in doing so, we know that those long lines have just been tremendous opportunities where we have volunteers going car to car and being able to take some much appreciated time to be able to also help them fulfill the civic opportunities and responsibilities that they have.
when you have the opportunity to have these one-on-one conversations, either over the phone or in person, what are you finding in the Spanish-speaking community in terms of, you know, why they haven't already done the census? Is it just a lack of educational information, or is there a mistrust because the information has primarily been delivered in English? What are you finding?
No, unfortunately, we haven't made much progress over the last 6 months of this pandemic in terms of really being able to lift up civic engagement and these civic tasks as a priority for the community. Just we continue to hear stories of folks, I you know, can't even think about that. We don't have bandwidth for that when we're trying to deal with how do I keep my lights from getting turned off? How do I have gas for the weekends? How do I even feed my family? And so that was where we really had to acknowledge and be humble in these conversations and say that we had to meet the community where they're at. And if what they need is food, if what they need is assistance, then let's give them assistance. And then through that, try and give hope and trust that then lets us engage in these other conversations. But overall, as a whole, our community is very worried about the system. They're very worried about the elections and what's going to be the impact. And it really is, it's about those individual touches and it's about the help that they're getting with and from their neighbors that's inspiring them to say, okay, if this is someone that's going to care enough to feed me and take care of my family, then I'll listen to them about doing something for my community by doing the census.
Throughout the whole census campaign, something you hear a lot about is working really hard to reach the hard to count communities in Arkansas. You know, who are those hard to count communities? Who are some of those communities that still just aren't, there isn't a high response rate?
For us, when 20 lowest turnout counties here in Arkansas, I can say that the persistent hard to count has just as much to do with socioeconomics and the rural circumstances of the community as it does with demographics. We do have and continue to feel that our African American and Latinx communities are extremely vulnerable, but there has been a lot of coordination with Arkansas counts to really think about communication tools that will work in rural communities. So maybe engaging some of these more localized radio stations, purchasing of billboards, and really acknowledging that our rural and just socioeconomic pinched communities are struggling also to make the case for the census and very much are hard to count for us in Arkansas.
Do you feel like all of the pushes, the efforts that's been made, especially in the last month or so, is working? Are you being able to move that needle just a little bit more of more people being counted?
We do feel that we can point to progress and definitely in subsequent rounds with our phone banking as Arkansas United. And we've also been using a text message system. We are getting higher and higher percentages of folks indicating that, yes, they have responded to the census. That's encouraging. But we are getting some mixed messages in regards to the official count. And when we're looking at Arkansas's participation rates, Arkansas is still ranked pretty low in the country, but the Census Bureau has separately contacted our state complete count committee vis-a-vis the governor's office and did indicate that Arkansas was in the top tier of turnouts. So it may not be that everything is getting to the website, and because Arkansas is actually one of the top in the country in opting for the paper option, that may be some of the discrepancies in where we're seeing the participation rates, but some hopeful signs, at least it seems from our Census Bureau, that our efforts are working, our shared efforts are working.
Well, thank you so much for your time and best of luck with your final push with the census.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us continue to get the word out there.
That was Medea Reith, founding executive director of Arkansas United, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. For more information on upcoming census outreach events, visit facebook.com/ARImmigrants or arcounts.org.